Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The White Sox have been struggling, to say the least, but on Friday they started the series in Kansas City, and in the top of the third they saw a great glimpse of their future with Yoan Moncada at the plate and the bases loaded.
Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball lined to left center field. There is nobody there, and that's going to go to the wall. And his first hit as a member of the Chicago White Sox is a three-run triple. Mike Moustakas leads off, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field, deep. It is gone into the White Sox bullpen. Merrifield ground ball to third, past Davidson. Merrifield has another double, and it's a 5-4 game.
Line left field. That is a fair ball, and into the corner it goes. One run is in. Two runs are in. A runner stopping at third, and Gordon has tied the game.
Royals 6, White Sox 6. Swing and a high fly ball center field. Melky Cabrera over from left center. He's got it. Here comes Escobar. Here comes a throw. Slide. Safe.
The Royals climb out of an early 5-1 deficit, and they come back and beat the White Sox 7-6 in 10 innings on Friday. And afterwards, their manager, Ned Yost.
Gordo battled. Bonifacio coming off the bench cold. Gives you a big
Eske
walk.
Leads off with a single, which was huge at that point. Gordy battling off some tough pitches, fighting it off the other way for his third hit of the night, which was good to see Gordy get over 200 and, continue to climb upwards. Bonnie with a great at-bat. After the wild pitch, looking for something to elevate, didn't bite on anything down in the zone, and then Witt, lofting a fly ball deep enough to score Eske.
About six shutout innings from your bullpen.
Yeah, the bullpen did a fantastic job, and Ian tonight was just flat. He really struggled to command his fastball and his curveball. He couldn't get his breaking ball down. Most of the damage they did on him was with the breaking ball up in the zone. The two errors definitely, contributed to two runs. That didn't help. But the offense continued to battle all night and find ways to finally tie it. And then their bullpen came in and did a great job until the 10th inning when we were able to score.
And despite falling behind early, getting some hard contact off of Shields had to make you feel good about a comeback.
Well, again, these guys have been swinging the bats really well, and it was early enough in the game, even though we were down 5-1 at that point. You just felt like we could put together some good at-bats and get back in the game.
You said before the game you thought there was a chance Haas might show up, but it still had to feel pretty good when you saw him
get
here.
Yeah, yeah, he got here just a little bit before game time. Got a little something to eat and, got himself ready. And I told him, look, just be watching. We get into a situation where we got some runners on and Torres is coming up. I'm going to definitely insert you in that spot. And that, I think it was the fourth inning when that occurred. And it's great to have him back.
How about that stolen base he had in the ninth?
Yeah, that was big. I mean, we didn't capitalize on it. I wish we could have. Moose had a great swing at a 3-0 pitch, and just missed it. But that put us in a position to win the ball game in the ninth. I mean, you're looking at that point, you're really kind of playing it out. You're playing with fire a little bit in the seventh, but you've got Minor, and then you want to try to get through that inning with Minor, but you with Moylan down there and Abreu, you're not going to give him the chance to take the lead, and you're hoping that for one out, you're going to waste a whole entire inning of pitching. But it was an important out. Knowing that we had Jack and Kelvin, ready to go down there, that gave us three opportunities to hit nine outs against their six outs, and you just take the opportunity to see if you can get through that inning tight and see what happens.
Whit Merrifield among the offensive leaders for Kansas City. He goes 1-for-5, driving in three, also adding a stolen base, and discusses his performance after.
Just get a ball up and, put the barrel on it, try to get the ball elevated, so I got Eske at third. I knew I didn't have to hit it too far. Clipper's a great pitcher, and fortunately I got a ball I could handle and put the barrel on it.
How much pressure at that point is on you, how much is on the pitcher? Bases loaded, do or die, but also nobody out.
Yeah, you like to think the pressure's on the pitcher there. He came out and made two good pitches, strike one, strike two. So then it's up to me to battle and, fortunate to get the job done.
What have these last few days been like for you guys? It was a rough go leading into the All-Star break and out of it, but it certainly seems like you have that mojo and that offense back.
Yeah, we're feeling good. We're playing good, and we got two more games at home before we hit the road. So, hopefully we can rally behind these guys and win two more before we take off.
On Saturday, Jason Varkas looks for a bounce-back start for Kansas City. He goes against Mike Pelfrey of the White Sox.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.